Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
Treat COVID-19 long-term smell loss with nasal injections. The 2020 pandemic caused many people who had COVID-19 to suffer from long-term smell loss. Roughly 9 million people in the U.S. who experienced the loss of smell from COVID continued to have problems for 6 months after, and some patients who reported COVID-related smell loss at the start of the pandemic continued to experience issues with smell to the present day. Because smell has such a significant role in how we perceive food, many who report loss of smell also report loss of taste.
Researchers have found evidence that some people recover their sense of smell after COVID-19 and others do not. In the nose, COVID-19 causes a prolonged and damaging inflammatory attack on nerve cells that control smell. But it appears that even patients most affected by the virus maintain the right types of cells to repair their sense of smell.
So a new treatment for long-term COVID-19 smell loss has now been tested by Dr. Zara Patel and her team at Stanford, using platelet-rich plasma injections derived from patients' own blood. The use of platelet-rich plasma is said to treat mild arthritis when injected into joints, reduce wrinkles on the face, and can even regrow hair when injected into the scalp. In Dr. Patel's study, a placebo injection of saline was given to half of the participants every 2 weeks for 6 weeks, while the other half received platelet-rich plasma injections. The study was also double-blinded, which means that the researchers didn't know who was in which group.
So after 3 months, participants in the platelet-rich plasma group scored 6.25 points higher on an odor test than before treatment, which was 3.67 points higher than those in the placebo group. The best improvement they made was in their ability to distinguish different odors, known as smell discrimination. After 3 months, 57% of those using platelet-rich plasma show clinically significant improvements compared to just 8.3% of those using the placebo.
As a result of COVID-19, Dr. Patel believes we have become more aware of the importance of smell in our daily lives. It is likely that recovery of smell will also help with the recovery of taste, even though this study did not evaluate taste loss. So I know that I think both of us got COVID. I was very, very fortunate that mine was a mild case, although it lasted a long time. But I was fortunate I did not lose any smell or taste.
Same. I had a very mild case as well, barely had symptoms at all. So I did not lose any sense of taste nor smell. Neither did my husband who got it, neither did my daughter who caught COVID. I'm very thankful. I honestly cannot imagine people who have not had a sense of smell for 6+ months, how they have been dealing. I cannot imagine it. Like, we use our sense of smell, you know, unconsciously for so many things. I just cannot imagine how that affects your life.
100%. And smell is also so deeply linked to memories as well. I mean, right. I know that there's a smell, it's a cleaning product smell. It's like kind of like a strong bleachy smell, mm-hmm. that every time I smell it, it reminds me of a time when I had to use the restroom when I was 6 and my dad took me to the garage, you know, to a local gas station, and I walked mm-hmm. into the bathroom. That was the first time I ever smelled that smell. And mm-hmm. to this day, every time I smell that smell, it brings me back to that period when I was 6 years old, mm-hmm. it walking into that gas station restroom to use the restroom. And you also have to understand that, you know, just like the eyes, your olfactory senses, which is the sense of smell, is basically an outgrowth of your brain, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you can access the brain very quickly through what's called the cribriform plate, which is the bone that's got a ton of holes in it. that separates the brain, the bottom of the brain, from your nose. And it just basically has a ton of nerves in there. So you can see how closely linked the sense of smell is, not only to memory, but to our brain as well. So you're right. There's a very subtle, nuanced way in which the olfactory senses, or the sense of smell, plays in our day-to-day living.
Inflated insulin prices are finally being called out and states are suing. California has become the largest state to sue the major manufacturers of insulin. In an ongoing effort to bring down the cost of the necessary medication, California hopes to create policy that will effectively bring down the cost of the drug.
Discovered in the early 19th century, insulin proved to be a life-saving medication for people suffering from diabetes. The methods of synthesizing insulin were discovered by John McClade, Charles Best, and James Collip, who were awarded patents for their discovery. All three of the men sold their patents to the University of Toronto for $1 each in the hopes of providing easy access to those who needed it. Now, those, my friends, were true clinicians, physicians, or scientists who just did not want to make any money for what they did. Like, that is the ultimate in selfless and providing selfless care for individuals, especially those that are suffering.
In practice, insulin became another victim of the healthcare system in the U.S., with the main manufacturer and pharmacy benefit managers giving no clear information on the actual cost of the drug. By keeping the true cost of the drug opaque, these manufacturers and pharmacy benefit managers have increased the price of insulin to a price many people cannot afford.
The market for insulin is controlled by a few companies. Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi manufacture about 90% of the global supply of insulin. CVS Health, Express Scripts, and OptumRx manage about 80% of the sales in the U.S. These companies are responsible for nearly all the production and distribution of insulin and are therefore in almost complete control of the price that customers pay.
A study performed by GoodRx found that the average insulin retail price rose 54% between 2014 and 2019. Further data shows that the average list price for a vial of insulin in the U.S. is about $200. Wow. Prices were even higher for pre-filled injectable pens.
Although pharmacy benefit manufacturers claim that they exist to reduce costs for customers, many of these lawsuits are targeting them. It is unclear at this point who's to blame for the rising costs of life-saving drugs, but this lawsuit will hopefully pull back the curtain on U.S. prescription drug market and how it's choosing profit over patient health. Well, this is a theme we talk about here on COVID, on Noise Filter, all the time. And again, you know, what do we live in a society that puts profits over people, and it's hard for us as individuals to see that, to say that, and to acknowledge it, but that's just really the truth. It's just hard to really comment more on the story. We've talked about so many different examples of this. Here, they sold it for a dollar each, and they ended up, you know, had they held on to it and managed it themselves, they would have been better off. But they, of course, thought that they were doing what they were doing, and this is just the effects of late stage capitalism, and that's all there is to it.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast, follow us on social media, and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.